We're beneath the gatehouse, the front line of the castle's medieval defences, and to get a better idea of what attackers would have been up against, we're going to try storming the place. Walk down the cobbled slope to the archway at the entrance. You wouldn't have got far before you'd have been met by a pair of stout wooden doors like the ones you can see here. Now, you're a welcome guest, so they're open, but back in the 14th century, they'd have barred the way. Now take a step forward and look up at the thin space just between the top of the wooden gate and the stone archway inside. Ow! Do you see that slit right above your head? It may have been part of a portcullis. Or it might have been a murder hole through which rocks and boiling hot water could be dropped onto the heads of the attackers. Next, you'd have to negotiate a strong iron gate known as a yett. It's the heavy black grid you can see against the wall just inside the entrance to the tunnel. And that was just the beginning. If you made it through the yett, your next challenge was to fight your way uphill along the passage or pend. The cobbled floor was designed to be slippery, so watch your footing as you walk up the slope. On your right, as you continue, is the guard room with its prison. Well, all right, it's the shop now, but 600 years ago, it would have been full of burly soldiers, some shooting crossbow bolts through the arrow slit you can see further along the wall. And if that's not bad enough, there would probably have been another iron yett to get through at the top of the slope, where the passage opens out into the courtyard. By the time you'd got through all the defences, the idea was that you'd be too exhausted and too full of arrows to go much further. It certainly beats a burglar alarm and a beware the dog sticker. Run away! Run away! This entrance was used in a certain film about a holy grail. If you want to find out more, press the green button.